TV. They will be on your right. Jamestown wearing black and Northwestern in white. They'll be to my right and the video stream's left. Miranda Lohman will serve it to get us started. Jamestown and Northwestern, 11 versus 2. Top two teams in the GPAC. And Lohman's serve coming to the near side is set up now to the left and off the block. Off an attempt off the left side from Wadle. And this is going to drop in as Jamestown sends it back. And the libero Strasser has some problems with it. And it's 1-0 Jimmies. And now Miranda Lohman will serve again for Jamestown, up 1-0 here in the opening set. Lohman serve to the near side, misplayed by the back row, and it ricochets into the second row of bleachers, and it's going to be an ace from Miranda Lohman. Brianna Klein-Walter Inc. is actually starting as well. I was not told number 7 was going to be in the starting lineup, and she has been served to now 3 straight times. Left side for Wade. Oh, that's going to be played by Lohman. Good play into the net to go save that one by Ellingson. Back over to Northwestern it goes. To the right side, tip, and Ellingson has to slide into play it again. This gets set up for Knutson at the net. Tip backwards by Van Ginkel, and ricochets into the scores table in front of me, and it's 3-0 Jamestown. So the Jimmies take a 3-0 lead here in set one. And Miranda Lohman's serve is to the libero Strasser. This will get set to the right and into the left corner for Van Ginkel. It was a Jimmy net violation anyway. So it's 3-1 in favor of Jamestown. First serve of the match for Northwestern. Taken by Holland on a backup. This gets set for Knutson, and no chance for Strasser. Strasser went down as far as she could, but could not get underneath that one. That serve was by Lacey Wacker for Northwestern. Now serving for the Jimmies is Hannah Sheely. Sheely's serve played in the middle back row by Pater. They'll set it up now to the left. This is going to be blocked off the antenna and out. Yeah, that'll be a kill for Wadle. And Northwestern down 4-2 will serve again. And it's Wadle doing the serving for the Red Raiders. Wadle serve toward the middle for Hannah Sheely. Lohman sets left for Michaelitz. Down the line, dug out by Wadle. Right side attack through the block. And Knutson spinning around trying to punch it. Could not get there. And that'll be a Northwestern kill to make it 4-3. Jamestown up by 1. Northwestern with 3 of the last 4. Serve over to Michaelitz on the far side. Lohman sets the right for Sabanash. That's off the block and ricochets out of bounds. And Jamestown takes a 5-2 lead as that one flew across the baseline. Sydney Ellingson to serve for Jamestown. Ellingson serve, played on the right side by Wadle. They'll set it up now to the right. Dug out by Lohman, but flips it into the net. And a point for Northwestern. So 5-4. Jamestown up by 1 in set 1. Strasser to serve for the Red Raiders. And Strasser serve into the net. So a net violation against the Red Raiders. Will send the ball to the Jimmies. Jackie Micklejohn on to serve, and Karina Rood rotates into the front row for Jamestown as she comes in off the bench. Micklejohn serve played on a knee by Wadle. This will get set up to the right side and drilled into the net by Mackenzie Fink, and a point for Jamestown. Seven-4 Jimmies. And Micklejohn to serve again. That's taken on the left side by Kasmarinski, and that's going to be a net violation against Northwestern. It's going to go on Becca Horstrom, and she got the set on the left side and drilled the net. 8-4 Jimmies. Nicholjohn serve, play in the middle. They'll go right back to the left. That's off of the tip, and a nice play by Sheely to punch it back into play. Michaelitz with a roll shot covered up by Wacker. Strasser will set it up to the right side again. That hit the tape, came back, and they're going to call it out. They're going to say it was touched by the Jimmies. So it came back and landed out of play. 8-5. Jimmy's up 3, Northwestern to serve. This is Fink, played by Sheely. Mikkeljohn on the 10-foot line, sets it up for Weedle, and that's going to be hit out. Nearly touched at the net here on the left side by Horstrom. But somehow she avoided it. And Northwestern with two straight trims the lead to 8-6. Fink to serve. Fink's serve is out. Just long. Hannah Sheely let it go. And it just did miss the baseline. 9-6. Jamestown with a three-point lead in set one. And Anna Holland will come on to serve for the Orange and Black. Holland jump serve from the left. Nice downward movement, but played by Fink. Set up to the right side. That was on its way out, I think. Mikkeljohn played it. Jamestown able to... Oh, they got it back, and then it was returned by Horstrom right into the corner, right over the top of Mikkeljohn, and landed in the left corner. Great job by Horstrom just immediately returning that ball. And Jamestown was out of position. 9-7. Serve from Northwestern. Played by Jordan Thomas. In towards the net. Mikkeljohn fights it out of there. And that's going to be tipped back and knocked down by Horstrom. So it's 9-8. And the serve to the left side. Ellingson dives for it. And it lands out of bounds, but off the hands of Ellingson. And it's 9-9. Kakmarinski doing the serving for Northwestern. I couldn't get the number earlier. And there's an ace for Kakmarinski to put Northwestern ahead 10-9. First lead of the opening set for Northwestern. Kakmarinski's serve played by Thomas. Mikkeljohn sets middle for Rude. And it's a net violation on Northwestern. It's going to go on Horstrom. It wasn't going to be returned by Strasser anyway. And it's 10-10 here in the first. And Isabel Weedle to serve for Jamestown. That one is deep and out as Weedle misfires to make it 11-10 Red Raiders. Weedle will head out. The libero, Sydney Ellingson, comes back onto the floor. Ellingson wearing orange tonight for Jamestown. And Slosser wearing... Or Sasser, excuse me, wearing red for Northwestern. This gets set up and on the baseline for Taylor Sabadash. And it's 11-11. Pretty good first set from Newman Arena as these two teams trading punches. 11-11 here in the opener. Serve from Randall Lohman. Play the back row. They'll set it up left side for Northwestern, and now we've got a Jimmy into the net. They were setting it up for Wadle. And Wadle's attack was dug out, but it sent the libero Lohman into the net. Or excuse me, the setter Lohman into the net. And it's a 12-11 lead for Northwestern. And Wacker to serve for the Red Raiders. Float serve is going to hit the top of the tape and come back. So it'll be a service error for Wacker. She tried to place it just beyond the net and almost got it. It just barely caught the tape and came back. Hannah Sheely to serve for Jamestown in a 12-12 first set. Sheely serve, played by Strasser. Wacker will set the middle for Kasmarinski, and that's blocked back. That was Fink, actually, who was blocked at the net. And it's Knutson and Sabanash returning that one. 13-12. Sheely will serve. Strasser sets, or excuse me, that was Wacker setting it up. It's hit over to Jamestown, and now Michaelitz goes the left sideline and drops it in. I cannot keep these Northwestern players straight here in the first set. I apologize. I'm having all sorts of trouble with it. Hannah Sheely and the Jimmies up 14-12. Here's Sheely's serve. They'll set it up to the right side. That comes across the court by Van Ginkel and out of play. But they are going to say that was touched by Jamestown. Jimmy's let it go. So the back row did not think it was touched. But a touch call against Jamestown. That makes it 14-13. Northwestern will serve. It's Wadle doing the serving for the Red Raiders. Wadle's serve is deep. Ellingson backs up, plays it in front of the baseline. Set up to the right for Sabanash. High off the block, into the air. Strasser plays it. Now this is punched across by Northwestern. Michaelitz. Now it's Knutson. And that's dug out by Strasser. Right side tip shot across into the corner. Run down by Sheely. Lohman bumps it up left for Michaelitz. Tries to cut the corner and does. Holy cow. Did not have much room for error right there. But Ellie Michaelitz rolls it off the tape and in. 15-13. Jamestown by two here in set one. Sydney Ellingson with the serve. Near side. Played by Kak Barinski. They'll set it up right, and that's going to be Fink through the block with a kill. So it's 15-14 Jamestown. Strasser to serve for Northwestern. Strasser serve, far sideline. Michaelitz, good pass to Lohman. Set it up the right for Knutson through the block. That's coming my way, and Kakmaritsky won't get there. And it's 16-14 Jamestown. That'll be a Britta Knutson kill. Jimmy's up 16-14 in set one. Jackie Mickeljohn to serve, and a short serve played on a knee. Set up to the right for Fink, and she buries that one off the right arm of Mickeljohn, and it's 16-15. Northwestern trims the deficit back to one. Fink to the service line for Northwestern. Fink serve played by Sheely. This chases Mickeljohn a little bit, and it's going to be hit across by Michaelitz. Cuts it across the floor to the near side. Outside the 10-foot line, hit over by Wadle. Dug out by Ellingson. Now it's a slide set for Wadle, and we're going to have a net violation on Northwestern. It's going to go against Becca Horstrom. That's her second net violation here in the first set. And it's 17-15. Jimmy's with a two-point lead, trying to stretch it out a bit here. Anna Holland, the sophomore from Lemoore, serves. Good pass to Wacker. She'll set it up right for Kakmarinski. Off the block, Ellingson dives, but it's going to flip into the scorer's table on the far side of the floor. So it's 17-16. The lead is one for the Jimmies. Kakmarinski will serve. Again, this is played by Ellingson. Mickeljohn backs up on it, sets for Wadle. Down the line and out. Just barely down the right sideline. And that evens the first set at 17. Kakmarinski to serve. Far side, Jordan Thomas. Good pass to Mickeljohn. Back to Jordan they go. Cuts across the floor. Strasser plays it. Left side tip over to Jamestown. Mickeljohn sets middle for Rood. Blocked back. Becca Horstrom turns it away at the net. 18-17. Three straight from Northwestern. Kakmarinski to serve again. Ellingson, good pass to Mickeljohn. Jamestown goes to the slide for Wadle, and that's going to be tipped over. Good punch play to keep that one alive. And Mickeljohn goes to the 10-foot line for Anna Holland. Ripped to the far corner. Kakmarinski digs it out. They'll go left side for Wadle. She'll set it across. Mickeljohn to Ellingson. She bumps it up to Holland beyond the 10-foot line. Blocked back. Rood covers it up. Left side they go for Jordan Thomas. Roll shot to the middle. Kakmarinski spinning to her left. Able to play it. This gets dumped back to Jamestown and nobody there. Mickeljohn came in and that one went right over her head and lands in the short corner left. And it's 19-17, Northwestern by two. They've scored four straight. Timeout Jamestown.
The dental specialists of Jamestown understand the dedication and hard work you place in each other as a team. Through dedication, time, and teamwork, all things are made possible. At Dental Specialists of Jamestown, Dr. Alley and the knowledgeable staff work together as your orthodontic team. The dental specialist team works together to make your smile shine brighter, stronger, and help align your teeth to give you that smile that you deserve. Let the dental specialist of Jamestown be your orthodontic team. Call 252-1212 or go online at jamestownbraces.com.
Two Rivers Printing is your local source for anything printed on paper. As a full-service print shop, they offer quick printing services, cookbooks, all kinds of business forms, binding, and more. So call for banner signs, invitations, business documents, and more. They can also do wide format printing in matte, gloss, blueprints, and polyester. With a staff that boasts 38 years of experience, you know it'll be done right. Call Two Rivers Printing at 251-1266 at the end of 10th Street, Jamestown.
Jack Marinsky's put Northwestern on a run, and she'll continue to serve with the Red Raiders up 19-17. That's taken by Jordan Thomas, and Mickeljohn has to spin around into the net to keep it out of there. And Northwestern gets in system and a middle kill for Horstrom as she finds that one into the right corner. Quick middle set. And Northwestern with five straight has taken a 20-17 advantage. Jack Marinsky's serve, played by Ellingson, pass to Mickeljohn. They'll set left for Jordan Thomas, and she gets that one through the block. And a point for Jamestown to end the 5-0 run from the Red Raiders. Isabel Weedle will serve for the Jimmies. Weedle serve, played on a knee. And Wacker's going to dump it, and nobody there for Jamestown. Wacker, a two-time All-GPAC performer, both in 2017 and 2018. Just a junior and well on her way to another All-Conference selection. Has put the Red Raiders up 21-18. And Jaden Schutt will serve for Northwestern. Good pass by Hull, and they set for Rood. And no chance in the back row for number 14, Anna Pater. So it's 21-19. Miranda Lohman rotates back to the service line. She'll do the serving and will now do the setting as well for Jamestown. And Lohman serves short to the left corner. Going to be played by Van Ginkel. And this is set up for Wadle. And she buries that one in the middle of the floor. 22-19. Northwestern by three. Serve coming from Wacker. Wacker's serve is out. Jordan Thomas with her left foot on the line lets it go. 22-20. Jamestown down two. They had led for a majority of this first set, but at 17-15, Northwestern rattled off five straight. Hannah Sheely to serve for Jamestown. Sheely's serve, played by Pater. Wacker sets it left for Wadle, dug out by Sheely. Lohman sets it up to the left side for Michlett. She'll tip over the block, but Wacker's there. Strasser will set back to Wadle. Again for Sheely. Jamestown in system. And Knutson fights it through the block. It was blocked, but it came down into the net. And it'll be a point for Jamestown. 22-21. Big point coming here. Jamestown trying to even it back up. Serve from Sheely, played by Strasser. Wacker outside the 10-foot line. Sets for Wadle. Blocked back by Taylor Sabadash to tie the first set at 22. And a timeout for Northwestern. 22-all here in set one from Newman Arena.
The harder kids play, the harder they fall. On the field, the court, or the playground, injuries and broken bones happen. Essentia Health's orthopedics and sports medicine team offers easy access to experts who provide compassionate care to get your kids back in the game as safely and quickly as possible. Essentia Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, caring for you like nowhere else. For more information, visit EssentiaHealth.org.
The biggest adventures start with the biggest dreams, and you can make them come true with the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1000. It's a sports A999cc engine, a six-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission, and an impressive 2,000-pound towing capacity, which means you can do it all, hunting, fishing, trail riding, and more. Just head to Gun and Reel Sports on 1st Street West Jamestown and check out the Honda Pioneer 1000 today. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older.
Here in set one. Steve Linsmeyer with you from Harold Newman Arena on the campus of the University of Jamestown. Hannah Sheely will do the serving for the Jimmies. Jamestown has scored the last two to tie this thing up. And actually, last three, Sheely's serve is in the pass in towards the net. Great job by Wacker. Northwestern will just have to tip it over. Lohman's going to go to Knutson. And it's going to be punched back to Jamestown. And Sabanash hits the sideline. Back and forth it went at the net. And finally, Taylor Sabanash ends it. 23-22. Serve from Sheely near side. Oh, it nearly dropped in. That had some wicked spin on it, but Wadle gets an opportunity and knocks it in off a couple of jimmies and a deflection to tie it at 23. 23-23 here in the first set. And Wadle will serve for Northwestern. Wadle's serve played by Michaelitz. Pass to Lohman. Sets back to Michaelitz on the left. Tries to cut the court. And it's taken by Kakmarinski. Right side for Fink. Off the block and played by Sheely. Jamestown's in system. Left side, Michaelitz down the line. And she went outside the antenna, they say. That one was out. 24-23. Timeout Northwestern. Set point for the Red Raiders when we come back.
Ave Maria Village isn't just looking for any RN or LPN. They're searching for highly skilled, dynamic, and motivated registered nurses and licensed practical nurses. A $5,000 sign-on bonus for full-time RN and LPN positions is currently available. Flex nurses, RN and LPN also has openings. $40 per hour for flex RNs and $30 an hour for flex LPNs. Excellent salary and benefits include health, dental, vision, life, and disability insurances, plus 401k. Apply online at Ave Maria Village.
This is Tara from RM Stout. RM Stout is your premier Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealership, and we're proud to have served you and your family for the last 77 years. Whether you're in the market for your very first vehicle or are ready to work with us again, we truly appreciate every opportunity to earn your business. See us at the junction of I-94 and Highway 281 South. Call us at 252-2270 or see us online at stoutcars.com. RM Stout for the best value since 1941.
Serving for Northwestern for the opening set will be Anna Wadle. It's 24-23. Northwestern leads by one. Sheely takes the serve. Lohman will set it to the right for Wadle. It's going to be punched back to Jamestown. And Knutson knocks it over. Left side for Kakmarinski off the block. Jamestown can get in system. And Lohman goes to Michaelitz. Blocked back. Lohman covers it up. Ellingson to Michaelitz. Across the floor. Dive by Strasser. Won't get there. We're tied at 24 here in set one. 25 will not be enough here in the first. Sydney Ellingson to the service line for Jamestown. 24-24 here in the first. Ellingson serve played by Kakmarinski. Wacker sets it right for Fink down the line, and Ellingson tried to get out of the way, but it skimmed the top of her head. Otherwise, that was going to be out. But it's 25-24. Northwestern leads again by one. Strasser to serve for the Red Raiders. Strasser's serve is out, and we're tied at 25. So 25-25 as Strasser misfires. Jackie Mickeljohn will serve for Jamestown here in the first. Mickeljohn serve played by Kakmarinski. Wacker will set right for Fink. She's going to tip this time. Diving play by Ellingson. And now it's Wadle on the right side. She hits it across. This is in towards the net. Rude knocks it down. 26-25 Jamestown in set one as Rude goes and gets it at the top of the net. And a timeout for the Red Raiders. 26-25 and a timeout on the floor here in set one.
Before you can start building business, you have to build a business, you know, a building, a storefront, a facility, new or addition. Problem is, you're too busy taking care of business, you don't have time to meet with a planner, a contractor, and all the suppliers. But if you wait any longer, you're going to start losing business. Well, have you heard about Hillerud Construction? They're in the business of building business. Literally, quality commercial construction. Saves you time, stress, and money so that you can get on with your business. Visit HillerudConstruction.com or call 253-8310 to get the ball rolling.
...26-25, Jamestown will have set point here in the first. Northwestern had two of them. Jamestown fought them both off, and now the Jimmies will serve for the first set. On the floor right now for Jamestown, Rude, Mickeljohn, Michaelitz, Sheely, and Weedle along with libero Ellingson. Jackie Mickeljohn will serve, 26-25. Jimmy's here in set one. Mickeljohn serve, played by Kakmarinski. Wacker has to back up on it. They go right side for Fink, and she gets it through the block to tie it at 26. 26-26, and Fink rotates to serve. Fink's serve is played by Sheely. Mickeljohn bumps it up to the left. Opportunity for Michaelitz. Dug out, however, by Wadle. Kakmarinski outside the 10-foot line. Ellingson plays in front of Sheely. Right side to Rude. And Rude makes it 27-26. Another set point for the Jimmies here in the opener. Anna Holen rotates to the service line. Holen serve, near side, clip the tape, and played by Horstrom. Horstrom will hit it across. Ellingson plays it. Mickeljohn fights it out of the net. They're going to call a net violation against the Jimmies on Mickeljohn. I don't know about that one. I thought Jackie did a pretty good job of keeping that one out of the net. Opportunity now for Weedle off the block and gets it through. So Isabel Weedle makes it 28-27. Jimmy's another set point. Each team has had two set points. This is Jimmy's third. Strasser spins it up front. Wacker sets it left. That's blocked. Mickeljohn covers it up. Stabenash flips it to the middle. Played by Thomas. And now shoveled back by Horstrom. And she hits the right corner to make it 28-28. So three set points taken away by Northwestern. Two from the Jimmies. Here's the serve by Schutt, played by Ellingson. Jimmies will go to the left for Jordan Thomas with a missile across the floor. 29-28. Another set point for the Jimmies. Miranda Lohman will serve. Lohman serve, far side, Strasser plays it. This will be set up to the left, dug out by Holen. Lohman has to run it down. Now it's Ellingson setting it across. Wacker sets left for Wadle, and she hits the left corner to tie it at 29. Northwestern and Dort played a four-setter last week that went, in the fourth set, went 39-37. We're at 29 up. Here in set one, Holen sets it. Now it's middle for Knutson, and that's going to be blocked back and deflected out of play by the Jimmies to make it 30-29. Wacker will serve for Northwestern. Wacker serve, played by Holen. Lohman sets the left for Thomas, off the block and covered up by Wadle. There go the right side for Fink. Across the floor, Lohman's there. Ellingson bumps it up to Holen beyond the 10-foot line. Taken to the back row by Wacker. Right side for Fink. Tries to shovel it across and missed. They got Northwestern out of system by getting that one to Wacker. And Fink had to set it up from beyond the sideline and couldn't get it back into play. 30-30 here in set one. Sheely serve. Up front, now it's Wacker. Left side for Wadle, and that one hit the 10-foot line. That was a crushed attack attempt by Wadle. 31-30. Northwestern, another set point here in the first. Serve floating back to Ellingson. Plays it on the baseline. Lohman sets it right for Sabanash. Blocked back, covered up by Ellingson. And they're going to be a double contact called on Jamestown that will end this first set. to many boos to the officials. 32-32, Northwestern takes the first.
The best steaks, the best ribs, and the all-around best food value in Jamestown are found at the Frontier Fort. And now you can play one of their five electronic gaming machines. Thursdays are rib night with fresh from the oven rack of ribs. Friday and Saturday nights, it's prime rib, baby. And any night, Monday through Saturday, you can get a steak and shrimp dinner for just $12.95. We found the beef and the pork and the bison and elk. It's at the Frontier Fort Restaurant. Opens at 4 p.m. daily. Shop the gift shop below for North Dakota souvenirs, too.
Hello, everybody. This is Warren Abrahamson, news director with i3G Media in Jamestown. And today we're talking with Allison Lease. She is a senior admissions counselor at the University of Jamestown and also an alum. Tell us, Allison, why you chose the University of Jamestown.
I chose UJ to be part of something greater than myself, to impact change within myself, but also for those around me, and to be part of the Jimmy family.
And now you're still a part of the Jimmy family.
Forever.
You can start your journey to success today at uj.edu.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 12 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, South, and North Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic excellence. Last year, the conference totaled 766 NAIA Daktronics Scholar-Athletes and 193 NAIA Scholar-Teams. Since the league began in 2000, the GPAC has claimed 30-team NAIA National Championships. For more information about the GPAC, visit our website, gpacsports.com, or follow us on Twitter at gpacsports. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
Make a bold fashion statement with the latest in designer eyewear from professional eye care centers. Ray-Ban, Versace, Coach, Oakley, Maui Jim, and Jimmy Choo are just a few to choose from. Go unique and edgy with Duds, Vanny, and Spine, or super light and durable with OVO. Your eyewear is one of your very best fashion accessories, so find your style at professional eye care centers, where the difference is clear, the difference is care. In Jamestown, call 252-5000.
Northwestern takes the opener 32-30. We go to set number two here at Harold Newman Arena. Steve Linsmeyer with you on ESPN Jamestown, NewsDakota.com, and the video stream available at JimmyAthletics.com. Northwestern took the opener by two. 32-30. Jamestown will try to even it up here in set two. So, serving will be Lacey Wacker for Northwestern. The Red Raiders flip sides. They'll be on my left, video on the right. They're wearing white. The libero Strasser in red. Jamestown in black. The libero Ellingson in orange. First serve goes to Holland. Right side for Sabanash. Deflected a couple of times and played in the back row. Now left side attack for Wadle, and it's 1-0 Northwestern. So Northwestern takes an early lead. They had 1-0. And Wacker will serve. Wacker's serve floated in towards the 10-foot line. Played by Holland. Left side for Jordan Thomas, and she gets it through the block. 1-1. Ties the opening set. Serving for the Jimmies will be Hannah Sheely. Sheely's serve to the back corner, played by Fink. Left side for Wadle, and she hits the baseline just barely. Did not catch it by much, but I think she did get it. 2-1, Northwestern with the early lead in set two. They lead 1-0 in the match. Serve is high and over to Ellingson. Lohman will set middle for Knutson. Blocked back and out, but they're going to say touched by Sabanash. And John Hagerly saying no touch. And they're going to give the point to Jamestown. So Sabanash did not touch it. on its way out. So it's 2-2. So 2-2, that evens up set number two, and the serve for Sydney Ellingson of Jamestown. Lefty serve taken by Wadle. They'll set left for Kakmarinski, played across to Michalitz. Now it's Knutson on the tip. Fink tried to set it up, and she put it right into the hands of Britta Knutson. Three-two Jamestown. Ellingson serve, back corner, backed up and played by Wadle, and then it's Fink rocketing that one through the Jimmy block to make it 3-3. So 3-3 here in the second. Serve by Strasser, played by Michalitz on the sideline. Knutson will stand still and hit it over. They set it up middle for Horstrom, and she hits that one past Ellingson to make it 4-3 Northwestern. Strasser to serve for the Red Raiders. Strasser's serve is short. Diving play by Sheely. Opportunity now for Wedel, and she'll shovel it back to the corner. That's off-balance attack from Fink. And Sheely digs it out. Opportunity for Wedel. And taken by Northwestern. And this is hit over through the block and deflected up to Lohman. Now an opportunity for Michalitz. And she hits it off the block and in. 4-4. Karina Rood coming back in for Jamestown. Jackie Mickeljohn as well. Mickeljohn will do the serving. 4-4 in set two. Mickeljohn serve, played by Strasser. This pass tight to the net and going to be kept out of there by Northwestern, but they're going to call a violation against the Red Raiders. As Strasser had to go into the net to keep it alive. So it's 5-4. Strasser arguing with Mick Stokes about that call right now. Well, not arguing, just talking to him about it. Mickeljohn to serve, 5-4 Jamestown. Kakmarinski plays it. They'll set middle for Van Ginkel, and that's going to go off of, or check that, that was 19, that was Horstrom. And that goes off of Hannah Sheely and into the first row bleachers. And it's 5-5 in set two. Northwestern and Jamestown are tied. The Red Raiders took the opening set. Serve over, played by Hannah Sheely. Mickeljohn to the 10-foot line. Sets it left for Michalitz. She'll tip it across the floor and covered up by Kakmarinski. They'll go right back to her on the set. She tips it across. Sheely bumps it up to Michalitz. Blocked back. Ellingson covers it up. Mickeljohn to Michalitz, and that shot is knocked down by Horstrom at the net, and it's 6-5 Northwestern. Mackenzie Fink to serve for the Red Raiders, played by Sheely. Mickeljohn sets the slide to Wedel. That's tipped and down towards the middle and played by Fink. That was on its way out, I think. Sheely played it. Michalitz will hit it across, taken by Wadle. Tipped back to Jamestown by the setter, and then it's set up for Karina Rood, and Rood knocks it through the hands of Strasser to make it 6-6. Anna Holen back to serve for the Jimmies. 6-6 in set two. Northwestern up 1-0 in the match. Holen serve. Played straight up in the air by Wadle. Strasser will roll it towards the middle, and that's going to hit the net and be four hits against Northwestern as Kakmarinski just tried to hit it over, but she knew it was going to be four hits regardless. And it's 7-6 in favor of Jamestown. On an E, taken by Northwestern. Right side for Kakmarinski, and it's blocked back but out by the Jimmies. And that makes it 7-7. Kakmarinski will serve for the Red Raiders. Her serve just barely clears the net. Ellingson sliding to her right, able to play it. Now Wedel will tip There to get it was Horstrom. This at the net, and Karina Rood knocks it down. It came right back to Jamestown, and Rood went up and knocked it down. 8-7 Jamestown. Isabel Weedle will serve. Weedle serve. Played by Pater. That's blocked, and that's going to go out of play. Was blocked by the Jimmies and came all the way back over to this side of the floor. And landed out. 8-8, Jamestown and Northwestern. In set number two. Shut to serve, played by Holen. Mickeljohn sets for Sabanash, and she mistimed it. 9-8. Northwestern with a one-point lead here in set two. Shut serve is short. Diving play by Ellingson, and this gets caught into the net as it went over. Wadle tried to get it out of there for the Red Raiders, and she gets called the lift. She just got caught in a tough situation there as that ball came back over in a hurry and then got caught up in the net. 9-9, Northwestern and Jamestown tied in set two. Sliding Strasser to the sideline. This is sent deep up into the air by Wacker and back over to Jamestown. Lohman sets it right for Sabanash, and she missed the line. She tried to go down the right sideline, and they say she missed it wide. Red Raiders 10, Jimmy's 9 in set 2. Serve to the sideline on the near side, played by Thomas. Lohman will set Holen from beyond the 10-foot line. Dug out by Pater. Set up left for Wadle. Dug out by Holen. They'll go back to Anna again. A roll shot to the middle this time. Northwestern recovers. That's blocked back and out again. So Northwestern leads 11-9. Serving will be Wacker for Northwestern. Or still serving, I should say. Wacker serve a short one. Played by Anna Holland. Lohman sets middle for Knutson. That one, oh my goodness. It hit the face of Wadle. Came right back over the net and dropped right behind Britta Knutson. It's 12-9. You don't see that one every day. Lohman sets it up right side for Sabanash, and it's blocked back by Northwestern. The Red Raiders starting to take control here in set two, and John Hagerly's going to take a timeout. 13-9 Red Raiders here in the second. They lead 1-0 in the match.
Paying your energy bill the old-fashioned way takes a lot of steps, including all those steps to the mailbox. ePay from Otter Tail Power Company is an easier way to manage your account anytime, anywhere, even from your mobile phone. It's free. It's easy. Take the first step. Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Otter Tail Power Company. On for you.
Good is good, but better is best. Hi, this is Tim with Dakota Central. We proudly connect our smart rural communities with the best technology out there. We're also proud of our exceptional customer service.
Hi, Angie here. We're talking about the kind of service where you call us up and we're there to help before you know it. Good is good, but better is best. And better service is worth it. Connect with us at dakotacentral.com and let us know how we can serve you.
The Jimmies trailing the Red Raiders here in set two. Northwestern up 1-0 in the match. Here's the serve from Wacker, played by Holen. Lohman will set it left for Thomas. Cross the court, dug out by Strasser. Wacker will set it up left, and that's blocked back. As Wadle got a chance, and the Jimmies met her at the net. Sabanash and Knutson. That stops a 4-0 run for the Red Raiders. And Hannah Sheely will serve for the Jimmies. Sheely serve played by Strasser, 10-foot line. Wacker will set it left again for Wadle. Back to the Jimmies. Knutson has this one blocked back, and Sheely lunging over there can't get it. And a point for Northwestern. 14-10 Red Raiders. Wade will serve. Short one. Played by Sheely. Left side for Michaelitz down the line. And it hit the antenna. Just barely clipped the antenna. And it's 15-10 Red Raiders. So instead of down three, the Jimmies now down five. That'll be a serve over to Ellingson. Lohman sets the middle for Knutson, and Wacker trying to, a little self-preservation there, could not get underneath it. Jimmies down 15-11. Ellingson to serve for the Jimmies. Ellingson serve. Kakmarinski off target a little bit. Then a tip over at the net by Van Ginkel. And she got it right between the arms of the blocker, Knutson. And it's 16-11. Jimmy's down five. Strasser serve. Played by Sheely. Lohman sets the slide for Weedle. That's blocked back, covered up by Ellingson. Right side for Weedle again. This is down the line and in front of Strasser. 16-12. Jimmy's down four. Mickeljohn to serve for the Jimmies. Mickeljohn serve, passed up front. They'll set it up for, well, it's for Horstrom, and that should probably been a lift. And across the court, kill for Isabel Weedle. And Jamestown makes it 16-13. Mickeljohn to serve again. Jimmy's down three. Mickeljohn short serve and nearly lands in. And then Horstrom sends it high into the air. Now back to Jamestown. Right side for Weedle off the block. Punched back over as it came off the tape by Rood. Right side for Fink, and it's through the block and down. And it's 17-13. The Red Raiders add to their lead now by four. Serve from Fink, played by Sheely. Mickeljohn sets the left for Michaelitz, and it's tapped back and knocked down by Horstrom. ...18-13... Raiders by five. Serve over, played by Sheely. Mickeljohn sets the right for Weedle on the slide, but taken by Fink. Left side, Kakmarinski off the block, into the air, 10-foot line, Michaelitz. They'll go back to Michaelitz on the left. Tries to tip it over the block. Fink was there. Northwestern tips it right back to Jamestown. And it's an opportunity for Root. Strasser digs it out. Great pass. Left side, Kakmarinski, dug out by Sheely. Jamestown with it now. And Weedle's shot knocked down at the net by Northwestern. And it's 19-13. The Red Raiders up by six now in set two. They won the opener 32-30, and they're up six here in set two.
This is Steve Linsmeyer, sports director for i3G Media, and today I'm talking to Megan Gaffney from the University of Jamestown volleyball team. Tell me, Megan, why did you choose the University of Jamestown to start your journey to success?
I chose the University of Jamestown because it has a great reputation for both academics and athletics. And growing up in Jamestown, I've been able to witness this my whole life. Unfortunately for me, it turned out to be the perfect fit. Start your journey to success at the University of Jamestown. Make a plan to tour our beautiful campus today by visiting uj.edu.
Welcome to Unison Bank. I'm happy to help you with any kind of transaction today. Whether you're depositing money you got from selling your car or a jar full of change you got from inside your couch cushions. No matter the financial need, I can help because I've been helping you and all our customers for years. We are Unison, and you can be too at unisonbank.com. Go ahead at Unison Bank. Member FDIC.
...19-13, the Red Raiders lead the Jimmies here in set two. Northwestern took the opening set 32-30. And the Jimmies trying to get back here in set number two. And Mikkeljohn will set it to Michalich. He goes across the floor, and Kakmarinski's there for Northwestern. And a roll shot over, and that's going to land in between Ellingson and Sheely. And it's 20-13. Northwestern leading by 7 now. Serve from Fink, played by Sheely. Mikkeljohn sets the slide for Weedle. Cross the court, Fink is there. They'll set it up for Kakmarinski, tips to the side, and Mikkeljohn flips it up into the air. Now it goes to Holland on the left, and that was, oh, it was saved. Wow, what a save from Northwestern. Back to the Jimmies, left side, Holland. It was touched at the net, but Strasser there on a knee, able to play it up. Now this one into the net, and Kakmarinski can't get it out of there. What a save from Northwestern on Holland's kill attempt. Or her attack, I guess you'd call it. 20-14. Jimmy's down 6, make it 7 as Holland hits her serve into the net. Serve by Kakmarinski over to Jordan Thomas. Right side for Weedle. Blocked back. Mikkeljohn there. Rude. Passes it up to the left. Roll shot from Thomas, and it drops in. Right between 3 diving attempts by the Red Raiders. 21-15. Jimmy's down 6. Weedle serve. Up into the net. And Wacker tried to set it across, but Rood was there and tipped it back, and then Wacker gets called for a net violation. So Isabel Weedle will serve again for the Jimmies. That's going to be off the shoulder there of Klein Walterink, and then Rood gets blocked at the net by Horstrom, and a point for Northwestern. ...22-16. Serve over from Schutt, played by Ellingson. They'll set it up left for Jordan Thomas, and Thomas gets that one to go through. 22-17. There was a forest of arms there for Thomas to fit it through, and she did. Serve over to Strasser. Wacker has to go outside the 10-foot line, but no problem there with the set. This one in towards the net and knocked down by Northwestern as the pass from Jamestown went up towards the net. And it's won again by the Red Raiders. 23-17. Northwestern is dominating this second set after taking the opener 32-30. They pretty much controlled set 2, and Anna Holland misfires this one out of play. And now it's 24-17, and there's going to be 7 set points for Northwestern. Lacey Wacker, the server for the Red Raiders. Wacker serve, played by Holland. Lohman will dump it across, and a great tip. And then an opportunity for Wadle. Thomas will flip it across for Jamestown. Wacker sets it right for Fink. Off the block, Ellingson to the sideline, able to get there. Now it's Thomas on the left and blocked back to end the set. 25-17, Red Raiders in set 2. And they take a 2-0 lead over the Jimmies here in this second set. We'll take a timeout, back in a few minutes with set number 3.
Bowling and fun, they got it all. Buffalo Lanes, you're gonna have a ball. Your search is over for something to do. Buffalo Lanes has it all for you. With 20 lanes of family fun, we've got something for everyone. Great food and a friendly staff. It's a good time that keeps you coming back. Bowling and fun, they got it all. Buffalo Lanes, you're gonna have a ball.
The biggest adventures start with the biggest dreams, and you can make them come true with the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1000. It's a sports A999cc engine, a six-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission, and an impressive 2,000-pound towing capacity, which means you can do it all, hunting, fishing, trail riding, and more. Just head to Gun and Reel Sports on 1st Street West Jamestown and check out the Honda Pioneer 1000 today. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older.
This is Steve Linsmeyer, sports director for i3G Media, and today I'm talking with Anna Holland from the University of Jamestown volleyball team. Tell me, Anna, why did you choose the University of Jamestown to start your journey to success?
I chose UJ because it's not just a university, it's a family. The welcoming, caring environment from every member of faculty is something that you don't find just anywhere. You can tell that each faculty member cares about your time spent as a Jimmy and your future after. Start your journey to success at the University of Jamestown. Make a plan to tour our beautiful campus today by visiting uj.edu.
We go to set three, Northwestern, a 2-0 lead over the Jimmies. They won the first set 32-30. They won the second set 25-17. And now the Jimmies will try to keep this match alive and send us to a fourth set, as right now they trail the Red Raiders 2-0. On the floor for Jamestown, Weedle, Lohman, Holland, Knutson, Savinash, and Thomas. Ellingson will take the place of Weedle. Ellingson in orange, libero for Jamestown. Strasser, the libero for Northwestern in red. Miranda Lohman will serve from my left, and we're underway in set three. Taken by Strasser. Wacker will set the slide to the right side. That's going to be taken by Ellingson. And an opportunity for Savinash, and it's blocked back as Northwestern has changed this game at the net. They dominated the second set of the net, and they start out the third set with another block. Serve over to Anna Holland. Lohman sets the left for Thomas, and she's been very good here down the stretch for Jamestown. She's kind of been the hot hand as of late. 1-1 here in the third. Hannah Sheely to serve for Jamestown. Sheely's serve. Now it's Wacker on the slide, right side, and that's sent out of play by Van Ginkel. Northwestern looking for a touch. They're not going to get it. Hannah Sheely to serve for Jamestown. Sheely's serve into the net. And it's 2-2. Service error for the Jimmies. Anna Wade will serve for the Red Raiders. Wade will serve. High arching floater taken by Sheely. Tipped across by Anna Holland. And Strasser will bump it up to the right side for Fink. Sheely digs it out. Lohman will pass it left. And there to get it is Holland. Blocked back. Sheely dives. Can't get there. 3-2 Red Raiders. Serve over to Ellingson, who kind of misplays it. Sheely passes it into play and holding it across to Northwestern. Right side for Fink down the line. Ellingson digs it out, and then Sheely able to play it back to Ellingson, who hits it over. And now Fink at the net has it blocked by Anna Holland, and that could be a momentum swinging play for the Orange and Black. Serve over taken by, or it's back to Jamestown now. It's opportunity for Weedle, and she smashes that one into the stomach of Wacker. 4-3 Jamestown. Ellingson to the service line for the Jimmies. Taken by Strasser. They're in system. Left side, Kak Marinsky. Dug out by Sheely on a dive. Lohman to Holland, and she hits the baseline. Anna Holland makes it 5-3, Jamestown in the third. Ellingson will serve. Ellingson serve played by Wadle. Set up now to the right for Fink, and that one comes off the tape and drops in the middle of the floor. And a point for the Red Raiders, 5-4. Strasser will serve and hits the net. Service error for Northwestern. Jackie Micklejohn on to serve. 6-4, Jimmies in the third. Northwestern up 2-0 in the match. Serve from Micklejohn, played by Kakmarinski. They're going to go right side for Fink and down the sideline and out. And from my vantage point, it almost looked like Ellingson played it off her left arm, but I did not have a very good view at that. Micklejohn serve, played in the back row by Van Ginkle. Set up for Horstrom and blasted back by Karina Rood. And a timeout for the Red Raiders. 8-4 Jimmies in the third, trying to keep the match alive.
Ave Maria Village isn't just looking for any RN or LPN. They're searching for highly skilled, dynamic, and motivated registered nurses and licensed practical nurses. A $5,000 sign-on bonus for full-time RN and LPN positions is currently available. Flex Nurses, RN and LPN also has openings. $40 per hour for Flex RNs and $30 an hour for Flex LPNs. Excellent salary and benefits include health, dental, vision, life, and disability insurances, plus 401k. Apply online at AveMariaVillage.com.
This is Tara from RM Stout. RM Stout is your premier Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealership, and we're proud to have served you and your family for the last 77 years. Whether you're in the market for your very first vehicle or are ready to work with us again, we truly appreciate every opportunity to earn your business. See us at the junction of I-94 and Highway 281 South. Call us at 252-2270 or see us online at stoutcars.com. RM Stout for the best value since 1941.
8-4, Jimmies in set three. Northwestern up 2-0 in the match. They took the opener 32-30. They took set two 25-17. And Jackie Micklejohn will serve for the orange and black to out of the Northwestern timeout. Taken by Wadle. Set up for Horstrom. Blocked back. Now it's over to Jamestown. Opportunity for Rood. And she gets it through the block. 9-4, Jimmies in set three. Micklejohn will serve for the Jimmies. Micklejohn serve, play to the far side by Fink. Wacker's going to go right back to Fink, and it's returned and out of play. Karina Rood blocked it back, and then Northwestern flipped it out. 10-4 Jimmies in the third. Micklejohn serve, played by Strasser. Passed up left for Kakmarinski, and passed Hannah Sheely. That one lands in the left corner, 10-5. Northwestern breaks up the streak. Mackenzie Fink will serve. Taken by Sheely. Micklejohn sets the left for Holland. Off the tip, couple times, and that's going to be saved. That should have been four, I thought, by Northwestern. I guess not. Tip over the net to Strasser. Northwestern's back in system. Kakmarinski sent that one out of play, but it was played by Sheely, and now Jamestown gives it back on a point as that one was headed out, but Sheely played it. And a point for Northwestern. 10-6 Jimmies. Serve short. Sheely plays it. Micklejohn. Left side for Holland. There's a tip shot and it drops in as Kakmarinski dived for it. She flipped it up into the knees of Horstrom. It's 11-6. Jimmies in set three. Northwestern up 2-0 in the match. Anna Holland. Jump serve to the near side. Right side, they'll go to Kakmarinski, played by Mickeljohn. Ellington to Holland. Roll shot middle. This one at the net. Rude wins it, but a net violation on Northwestern. And a point for the Jimmies, 12-6 now. And another timeout for the Red Raiders. 12-9 Jimmies in set three, trying to force a fourth set against the number two team in the country.
Before you can start building business, you have to build a business, you know, a building, a storefront, a facility, new or addition. Problem is, you're too busy taking care of business, you don't have time to meet with a planner, a contractor, and all the suppliers. But if you wait any longer, you're going to start losing business. Well, have you heard about Hillerud Construction? They're in the business of building business. Literally, quality commercial construction. Saves you time, stress, and money so that you can get on with your business. Visit HillerudConstruction.com or call 253-8310 to get the ball rolling.
The best steaks, the best ribs, and the all-around best food value in Jamestown are found at the Frontier Fort. And now you can play one of their five electronic gaming machines. Thursdays are rib night with fresh from the oven rack of ribs. Friday and Saturday nights, it's prime rib, baby. And any night, Monday through Saturday, you can get a steak and shrimp dinner for just $12.95. We found the beef and the pork and the bison and elk. It's at the Frontier Fort Restaurant. Opens at 4 p.m. daily. Shop the gift shop below for North Dakota souvenirs, too.
12-6 Jamestown in set three. Anna Holland will serve. Northwestern up 2-0 in the match. Here's Holland's serve, 10-foot line. Played by Wadle. And it's tipped over to Jamestown and nobody home in the middle for the Jimmies as Wacker found the middle of the floor. 12-7. Kakmarinski to serve for Northwestern. Played by Ellingson. This one in at the net and knocked down as it came over by Horstrom. And it's 12-8. Jimmy's by four in the third. Northwestern with two straight. Kakmarinski serve. Played by Jordan Thomas. Mickeljohn sets the left for Thomas. And it's blocked back and just sneaks inside the boundary. Three straight for the Red Raiders, 12-9. The Red Raiders have won this match so far at the net. It's going to be up to the Jimmies to find a way to combat that here if they want to make a comeback. And that'll work as Root pulls the string. And then it ends up hitting the tape and rolling down the tape and dropping in the near corner. 13-9 Jimmies. Serve from Wadle, played by Strasser. Wacker sets the left, and that's going to be deflected up into the air and lands out of play, and it'll be a point for Northwestern. Wadle with the kill there. Serve coming for Schutt. Schutt serve played by Thomas. Set up for Rude, blocked back by Wadle, a point for Northwestern, 13-10. Jimmy's up by two in the third. Thomas plays it. Mickeljohn with the quick dump over. It's going to be played at the net by Van Ginkel. Northwestern will set it across. They'll bump it up to Holland beyond the 10-foot line, and that was headed out, but played out of play by Prater. Pater. So it's 14-11. Jimmy's up by three in the third. Miranda Lohman back on to serve. Strasser has trouble with that one. It's left side and going to be shoveled across to Jamestown. Lohman's there. Ellingson to Holland. And that's going to be taken to the back row for Northwestern. Left side for Wadle. Sliding dig by Ellingson. Knutson with the tip. Wadle plays it. Strasser back to Wadle. And hit over to the Jimmies. Holland to Knutson. Ripped again and dug out by the Red Raiders. And that's going to be blocked and just out as Wadle tried to rip it from the near sideline. 14-12. Jimmy's up by two in the third. Northwestern up 2-0 in the match. Wacker serve played by Anna Holland. Lohman sets the left for Thomas, and she sails that one out of play. Thomas looking for a touch, not going to get it. The Red Raiders have trimmed the six-point deficit at 12-6. to 14-13. Whacker serve played by Holland. Set up middle for Knutson, and Britta buries that one in front of Pater. 15-13, Jimmies. Hannah Sheely on to serve for the orange and black. Sheely serve played by Strasser. Whacker sets the slide. There's a tip by Van Ginkel, and it drops in. 15-14. Jimmy's by one. Northwestern up 2-0 in the match. Serve taken by Holland. Lohman sets for Knutson. On the tip, played out of the net by Van Ginkel. Right side, tip shot by Fink, and that ties the third set at three. It was 12-6 Jamestown. Northwestern scored 9 of the last 12, and they've tied this thing up here in set three. Waddle to serve for the Red Raiders, taken by Ellingson. Lohman gets it out of the net, and they're going to call another net violation. And that's the second time they've called a net violation when the ball hit the net for sure, but I don't know if they can discernibly say that Lohman hit the net. It's 16-15 Red Raiders, timeout for the Jimmies.
Make a bold fashion statement with the latest in designer eyewear from professional eye care centers. Ray-Ban, Versace, Coach, Oakley, Maui Jim, and Jimmy Choo are just a few to choose from. Go unique and edgy with Dutz, Vanny, and Spine, or super light and durable with Ovo. Your eyewear is one of your very best fashion accessories, so find your style at professional eye care centers. Where the difference is clear, the difference is care. In Jamestown, call 252-5000.
Paying your energy bill the old-fashioned way takes a lot of steps, including all those steps to the mailbox. ePay from Otter Tail Power Company is an easier way to manage your account anytime, anywhere, even from your mobile phone. It's free. It's easy. Take the first step. Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Otter Tail Power Company. On for you.
16-15, Northwestern's jumped in front with 10 of the last 13. And here's a serve over to Hannah Sheely. Lohman bumps it up left for Holland to the back corner, and they're going to say it's out. It was not out by much. If it was, it was just in front of me to my right. And it was awfully close. 17-15, Northwestern's lead now is 2. Serve from Waddle, played by Sheely. Lohman sets the right for Savinash, and it's blocked back by Kakmarinski. 18-15. It was 12-6 Jamestown, and Northwestern has taken control. Played by Ellingson. 10-foot line. Lohman chases it down. Left side for Holland, and she hits the baseline. After Waddle thought that one was maybe going out, she pulled back, and it hit the baseline. Waddle's a transfer from Iowa State. There's a serve to the near side. This one at the net, and Knutson on the free ball knocks it down to make it 18-17. Jimmy's not going quietly here in the third. Serve over by Ellingson. Kakmarinski gets the set on the left, hits a roll shot. Holland drives in to get it, and then Knutson off a deflection drops it in. 18-18 here in the third. Ellingson to serve again for the Jimmies. Ellingson going to spin one to the near side. Strasser's there. Whacker sets right for Fink, and that was an absolute missile that landed just in front of the knuckles of Hannah Sheely. So it's 19-18. Northwestern back up a point. And Strasser will serve for the Red Raiders. Taken by Ellingson. Lohman sets the slide to Knutson. Blocked back, and Ellingson's there. Left side for Holen, and she gets that one through the block. 19-19. Here in set three. Mickeljohn will serve. Mickeljohn's serve played by Strasser. They'll back set it to the right for Fink off the touch, and Mickeljohn scoops it up. Holen will pass a free ball to the Red Raiders. This is not a situation you want to get in very often. Fink dumps one back to Jamestown. They're in system. Set the slide for Weedle. Blocked back. And Mickeljohn will go back to Weedle on the right side. That's going to be dug out by Strasser. Set up for Kakmarinski. Off a deflection there to get it for the Jimmies was Ellingson. Opportunity for Holen, and she finds the middle. 20-19. Jamestown's back in front. You got to credit the Jimmies. They had a big lead squandered, but they have not gone away. Here's Mickeljohn's serve. Played by Strasser. They'll set the right for Fink off the block, and a deflection kicks it away from Sheely and drops it in the right corner, and it's 20-20. Fink back to serve for Northwestern. Fink serve played by Sheely. Good pass to Mickeljohn. Opportunity for Rude, and she puts it down in front of Strasser. 21-20, Jimmies trying to force the fourth set. Northwestern leads 2-0. And here's Hannah Holen. Serve for the Jimmies. To the back corner and out. That'll tie it at 21. So 21-21 here in the third set. Kakmarinski serving for Northwestern. Her serve taken by Jordan Thomas. Mickeljohn sets the slide for Weedle. Dug out by Kakmarinski. Free ball to Thomas. And it's taken by the Red Raiders. Left side for Weedle. And she's going to have another kill. That is just the 6th for Weedle. Or excuse me, the 11th for Weedle. Now a service error. Returned by the Red Raiders as Kakmarinski hits that one long to the right corner. And it's 22-22. Isabel Weedle to serve for the Jimmies. Weedle serve played by Strasser. Wacker sets it left for Weedle, and it's blocked back by Sabanash and Rude. 23-22. Jimmies up one now in the third. Weedle will serve for the Jimmies. Taken by Strasser. This takes Wacker beyond the 10-foot line. Weedle again. Dug out by the Jimmies. Opportunity for Rude. That one was touched to the back line and picked up by Pater. And then it's going to be at the net. And Horstrom will knock it down. And a point for Northwestern. 23-23 in the third. Northwestern trying to close it out. Jamestown trying to extend it. Serve from Schutt, played by Holen. Jamestown's in system. Root tips the side. That was an off-balance hit. And an opportunity now for Northwestern, but it's played by Anna Holen. Left side for Thomas. That was on its way out, but played by the Red Raiders and back into play. Now passed over to the Jimmies. Mickeljohn goes to Thomas. That's out. 24-23 match point for the Red Raiders. And a timeout before that called by John Hegerle. 24-23, match point for Northwestern, and we come back.
Good is good, but better is best. Hi, this is Tim with Dakota Central. We proudly connect our smart rural communities with the best technology out there. We're also proud of our exceptional customer service.
Hi, Angie here. We're talking about the kind of service where you call us up, and we're there to help before you know it. Good is good, but better is best. And better service is worth it. Connect with us at DakotaCentral.com and let us know how we can serve you.
Welcome to Unison Bank. I'm happy to help you with any kind of transaction today. Whether you're depositing money you got from selling your car or a jar full of change you got from inside your couch cushions. No matter the financial need, I can help because I've been helping you and all our customers for years. We are Unison, and you can be too at unisonbank.com. Go ahead at Unison Bank. Member FDIC.
Northwestern will serve for the match, up 24-23. It'll be shut serving. And they're up 2-0 in the match. Here's shut serve, played by Jordan Thomas. Jamestown's in system. Up opportunity, tipped to the side by Sabanash, but they're going to call her for a double contact as she tried to set it across into the short corner. It landed in, but a violation against the Jimmies will end this match at 25-23. In the third, so Northwestern wins 32-30, 25-17, 25-23, and the Red Raiders stay unbeaten in the GPAC to go to 23-0 overall and 11-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Jamestown 20-4 and 8-2 now in the GPAC is John Hegerle's crew after a three-set loss to Northwestern. So the Red Raiders pick up a victory. We'll come back and wrap this one up in just a few minutes here at Neumann Arena.
Bowling and fun, they got it all. Buffalo Lanes, you're gonna have a ball. Your search is over for something to do. Buffalo Lanes has it all for you. With 20 lanes of family fun, we've got something for everyone. Great food and a friendly staff. It's a good time that keeps you coming back. Bowling and fun, they got it all. Buffalo Lanes, you're gonna have a ball.
This is Steve Linsmeyer, sports director for i3G Media, and today I'm talking with Jackie Micklejohn from the University of Jamestown volleyball team. Tell me, Jackie, why did you choose the University of Jamestown to start your journey to success?
I chose the University of Jamestown because it felt like home right away. The staff on campus truly cares about the students and athletes. The opportunities are endless at UJ. Start your journey to success at the University of Jamestown. Make a plan to tour our beautiful campus today by visiting uj.edu.
Jamestown falls in straight sets, 32-30, 25-17, and 25-23. John Hegerle making his way over to talk to us about this one. As Jamestown falls short tonight to Northwestern, they stay unbeaten. And, Coach, I would say that it was certainly a high-level volleyball match. Two very, very good teams going at it, and that was evident early.
Absolutely. You know what? There were very few points that were given. Most of the points were earned tonight.
Yeah.
And, they're a tough team. They're legit.
Well, did it feel like the momentum was kind of taken away when you guys dropped that 32-30 set in set one?
Yeah, it did feel like that. When you're playing a good team like that, those sets mean more to us than they probably do to them because we needed some momentum going into set two. So I thought we played our hearts out most of the night.
At the net in the second set, that's kind of where they took control this match.
Yeah, they're huge.
There's no way around that.
No, and at the beginning of the season, they didn't have many blocks per set, and you just thought to yourself, what in the world? How come this team should be? Well, they've turned it on since then, and hey, we just haven't seen blocks that big. And when you give them an inch, they take a mile.
Yeah, and I mean, you got to be decently happy with the way your team played. And I mean, they competed every point, like you said. You had to earn it.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's times we put a lot of pressure on them, and then there's times where we just let down a little bit, whether that was just a lack of confidence or, we're not used to playing a team that puts that much pressure on you consistently. And so, for the most part, I was really pleased with the way we handled things.
Yeah, the one thing I think that is very evident about Northwestern, there's no spot where they go in their rotation where there's a weakness.
No, and they have, if the setter's front row, she's a threat, so they have two really tough hitters in the front row, and if she's back row, they have three really tough options. It's hard for us to say in a timeout. Usually we can say, hey, they're going to set this kid, or it's like, you guys, it depends where the pass is. And so one of our things we challenge our players in halfway through set two is, hey, we need to serve tougher. We need to get them out of system more. And then we made a run there, and then we served tough into that set three, and that made a difference.
Do you feel like the effort and the competitiveness of this match sets you guys up well for the rest of the week?
Absolutely. I was really pleased with our effort. You know, when we talk about the two things that we're focused on is our effort and our competitive spirit and attitude. And for 95% of that time, we had that. But it's tough to keep doing that when you give your best and all of a sudden they just hammer a ball back at you. You know, and I think we got to be careful because we did the same thing to them. There's plenty of times where they gave their best, and we were really good in defensive transition and ran our offense and scored some points. And it was an exciting, good match.
It was. A lot of fun. Coach, good luck the rest of the week. Thanks.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Steve.
That is John Hagerly, head coach of the Jimmies. His team falls tonight 32-30, 25-17, 25-23 to number 2 Northwestern. They're back in action Friday night taking on Hastings and then Doan in town on Saturday. That's going to do it for us tonight from Newman Arena. Our next broadcast will be tomorrow night. We'll be in the capital city, Jamestown, and Legacy in high school volleyball. That will be tomorrow, Friday, high school football. The Jays taking on Mandan, and then Saturday afternoon, it's college football as University of Jamestown takes on Midland. That's going to do it for me from Newman Arena. Jamestown falls in straight sets, 32-30. 25-17 and 25-23 to number 2 Northwestern. We'll see you tomorrow from the capital city.